The ego cannot avoid fear, and its fear is a coefficient of its desire. And because the ego has a desire for certain kinds of security and territory and money and all of the things that it wants, we are now in a time where the ego desires and demands will not be met. And so the only way to avoid fear is to transcend the ego. The soul is not afraid. The soul understands, and from the soul level of awareness, it's all seen as a blessing. It's the taking out of its misery of a very unhappy world of egos that are already suicidal, that are already suffering not only mental illness, but physical illness because of the weakening, the poisoning of the environment and of massive numbers of bodies through various nefarious plots and plans that are underway, as well as the engineered food shortages and the wars and the increasing levels of violence at every of every sort in every region, as well as the droughts in some places, the too much rain and floods in other places, and nature out of balance in the world, and the die-off of species, and the whole extinction of life that has been underway for some time that is now about to culminate. So all of this, when it's understood from the level of God consciousness, is a blessing. It's the end of a hell realm of suffering and the beginning of a rebirth at a higher level of the beauty of consciousness that is the creative power, once we have cleansed our consciousness of the negativity that brought about the current situation. So if one is to take refuge with that supreme intelligence, power, love, that supreme being from which we derive our own existence, our own life energy, all whatever vitality is in the body, whatever coherence is in the mind, is all owed to that supreme being. The more that we surrender to that being and to serve that being, the more we are filled with love and joy, and fear is eliminated completely. So that's the key, service rather than an independent will to power on the part of the ego. That's what has to be overcome.
When you say that the soul doesn't fear, so getting into soul consciousness, if not fully liberated, is obviously a better step than being in ego consciousness. But what is it that the soul then sees the world as, this collapsing world as, or what is the experience that the soul continues on in the journey?
It's a dream field. And the soul recognizes that everything that is happening is meant for its own edification and its own overcoming of tendencies, sanskaras that it has brought with it that caused it to create the ego that it did. And then by uncreating it and eliminating that karma and serving as a bodhisattva, serving as one who helps to eliminate suffering in the world, the purification of the sanskaras is achieved that frees the soul from having an ego, and then the soul is free to return fully into God consciousness. So the soul is extremely motivated. It's in the upper death drive, and once the soul has become conscious of its need to be free of karma, of any connection to the ego identity, it dissolves that, and then it achieves its ultimate liberation.
So making decisions at a soul level will be all about liberation and service to the divine.
Yes. The soul, once it is aware of itself as a soul, wants only to return into God consciousness.
Thank you.